Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. We're ready for a tsunami. At least we're ready for its warning. That is according to public safety agencies preparing for a tsunami on the North Coast. With broadcast stations and police and fire departments, Humboldt County conducted its test of the emergency warning system. According to its coordinator, Troy Nicolini of the National Weather Service, all went well with only one problem. People in downtown Eureka, for example, couldn't hear the tsunami sirens. Troy Nicolini explains that it's not all that serious.
We're getting some comments that we get every year. For example, one of the common ones is that people in downtown Eureka don't hear the sirens. And so we like to, with social media this year, we just put the message out that that downtown core area is not really served by a siren, and sirens wouldn't really work really well there. But that in a real tsunami, we would be using fire engines and law enforcement to notify folks in the downtown area. And then also in a real event, we would activate the wireless emergency alert system that would go to people's cell phones. And so that's a great way to reach people if they're out shopping or doing business.
Now, says Troy Nicolini, agencies will be testing the tsunami warning system once a month. Today's warning included a telephone call to every home in advance. Squad cars as far as the eye could see. Up to 1,000 vehicles took part in the funeral procession in honor of slain Mendocino County Sheriff's Deputy Ricky Del Fiorentino. The procession traveled some 60 miles from Ukiah to Fort Bragg on the coast. Sheriff Mike Downey and Undersheriff Bill Hansel, among others, were in attendance, and thousands of law enforcement personnel were expected to attend the memorial. Caltrans, the CHP, and Mendocino County Public Works conducted traffic control for the procession, and motorists expected delays. Well, the procession passed. California Highway Patrol officers also took part in the search for Cheney, and CHP Humboldt Area Commander Adam Yeager said the challenges are great in detaining a fleeing suspect.
You go from helping someone change a tire to chasing a bad guy that's armed and not going to be taken alive. In this case, this guy's, he's wearing a flak jacket and camo, and he's equipped with rifles and shotguns, and so very dangerous person. So that makes it tough.
Yeager added that deploying spike strips to slow down a suspect can prove to be challenging as well.
You got to be in a strategic location where you can do that, and you have to be very careful not to spike innocent people or patrol cars.
Authorities are currently looking for a connection between the death of Del Fiorentino and the murder of a retired Eugene, Oregon professor. The Humboldt County Animal Shelter in McKinleyville, managed by the Sheriff's Office, is full, and dog adoption fees have been reduced by 50% in an effort to get dogs adopted and open up the space. Adoption fees are now $78, and you can view pictures of the animals up front before adoption at the website petharbor.com. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt State University's new president said she'll be working hard to build a better relationship with the local business community. Dr. Lisa Rosbacher has been named by the California State University Board of Trustees to take the leadership position. She's the first woman to lead Humboldt State.
Part of me is thrilled. Part of me looks forward to the day when we no longer have a first woman doing anything.
Dr. Rosbacher said she's aware that often there is a gap between college community and local business. She will be addressing that.
I know that is not about a president sitting in her office waiting for the business community to stop by. It's about being out in the community.
Dr. Lisa Rosbacher is Ph.D. in Geological Studies and is currently president of Southern Polytechnic State University in Marietta, Georgia. That's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.